Back now with Day to Day. The Bush administration pledged today to seek a long-term fix for the alternative minimum tax. The AMT is forcing a growing number of middle-income Americans to pay more in taxes. Treasury Secretary John Snow told Congress a remedy for the problem will not come right away, but he promised it will be part of a broad-based tax reform package that the administration will offer. In the meantime, President Bush is calling for a stopgap measure to shield millions of taxpayers from having to pay the higher tax. And from the Marketplace News Bureau in New York, here is Bob Moon to tell us more. Bob, what exactly is the alternative minimum tax?
Yeah, just a little background here. This alternative minimum tax was initially aimed at making sure that wealthy taxpayers could not simply avoid paying anything at all by using deductions and credits to shield themselves. The problem is that the level that this kicks in hasn't been adjusted for inflation, so more and more middle income taxpayers are finding themselves having to pay more. The Treasury Department, in fact, estimates that more than 22 million taxpayers will be affected by it this year. That is for the taxes that come due early next year, unless Congress does something about this. So the new budget plan that President Bush unveiled yesterday includes a one-year patch, if you will, a revision to the tax code. It would protect more taxpayers from being snared by this AMT. The administration is suggesting this as a stopgap measure, though, as you suggested, until a more permanent reform measure can be worked out.
Well, what are the chances that Congress will approve that stopgap measure?
Well, analysts who watch Congress say that there's a pretty good chance of this quick fix being approved because midterm elections are coming up in the fall. And they say lawmakers would probably prefer not to go to the polls with a lot of angry taxpayers, at least a lot more who might be affected by this. It's worth noting, though, that the Treasury Department figures that the number of taxpayers affected by the AMT will increase this year, even if the administration's stopgap proposal is approved by Congress. Perhaps as many as 15 million more Americans will be affected by it. So the question might be how far lawmakers will be willing to go here. The American Bar Association is among several groups that would like to see the AMT repealed altogether. That would cost the U.S. Treasury, though, a lot in lost taxes. So the administration says a longer-term fix should be addressed as part of a more comprehensive tax reform package.
And, Bob, are there any other proposals in the new budget that would affect taxpayers?
Well, you know, President Bush would like to see Congress approve a more permanent extension of the tax rates that were cut during his first term. That's not likely to happen, but these analysts say that Congress is likely to be amenable to extending some of the provisions of his tax cuts. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking into some uncomfortable calls that Howard Stern has had to make to the FCC lately.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.